All right. Good afternoon, or evening, I guess, at this point, everybody. We are now joined by Kyle Larson, our second place finisher in today's Goodyear 400. Kyle, can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Awesome. All right. Well, we're going to get right into questions here for Kyle. If you have a question, please raise your hand or feel free to send me a chat, and we will kick things off with Jacob Seelman. Go ahead, Jacob.
Thanks, Marissa. Kyle, I know a lot of people have talked about the 750 package coming back to Darlington. What was your assessment? Obviously, you were running Truex down there for a bit towards the end. I mean, how much fun was it just wheeling these things and really racing the track as much as you were racing anybody else?
Yeah, it was fun. It definitely took a handful of laps to get used to. You know, I was going down the straightaway, and then everybody was lifting a lot sooner than I thought I needed to. And so I adjusted to them, and you backed my entry up, and I felt like I got a little bit better loading into the corners then. So, and then you know, exit was sliding around a lot. So a lot of fun. You know, I don't remember honestly how the high downforce was because I didn't get to run here last year, but it was fun to be here during the day. My first daytime cup race here. So it was cool to do that. And yeah, I had a lot of fun slipping and sliding.
How tough was the heat compared to what you remember from the nighttime races here?
It wasn't as bad as I thought. You know, maybe we just do a really good job with the cooling in our car, but I hardly broke a sweat, surprisingly. So it wasn't too bad for me. I don't know how the other guys were.
All right, we're going to take our next question from Mark Garrow. Go ahead, Mark.
Thank you. Kyle, how does it feel to you had a good little run going along, and then Richmond, Talladega, Kansas kind of weren't what you wanted, but you guys seem to be back on the beginning. How does it feel to kind of get things back on the right track?
Yeah, it's good. You know, we definitely needed to get a good finish. I thought we were going to get one last week, and you know, I messed that up. So, you know, three bad weeks in a row, and to come back and contend for a win, and finish second, get, you know, good stage points after speeding at the end of the first stage too. So, yeah, it was a good day. And, you know, now we go to Dover, which is, you know, one of, if not my best tracks. So, excited about that. And you know, Hendrick Motorsports has been pretty good at Dover from what I remember too. So looking forward to getting there.
And Kyle, we're about halfway through the regular season. How would you assess what you've been able to accomplish here in this first half of the regular season?
Yeah. I mean, I think we're top three. We're one of the top three teams out there. So I'm happy with that. You know, we've been really good to start the year, and meshing very well as a team. So really enjoy working with Cliff and everybody on the five car. And I think we're just going to continue to grow. Our pit crew's been doing an awesome job. Everybody at the shop's been doing great. I mean, you look at all four of our teammates, with myself included, and we've been really good. So happy about it, and looking forward to building from where we're at.
All right, we're going to take our next question from Kelly Crandall. Go ahead, Kelly.
Thank you, Kyle. I have two. The first, before the final round of pit stops, Cliff was kind of preaching, take care of your stuff. You know, we'll close the gap on the final round of pit stops. Was that hard to do when you can see him, when you can see Martin in front of you and want to get as close as you can, or were you able to kind of be patient there?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard, you know. I had already planned on when we closed a bunch throughout the green flag cycle, that final one, and I could, you know, see that I was really close and noticed that I was gaining on him. I definitely had to tell myself to just calm myself, which I was. Even this, you know, the whole last stage, I felt like I did a good job for where I was at and who I was battling with to take care of my stuff. But yeah, when the leader's in front of you, it is tougher to remind yourself, but in a way I maybe was too patient at one point. You know, I got to this back bumper in 1 and 2, and I could see he was struggling in front of me. And, you know, I thought, well, if I'm just patient here and stay behind him and put some pressure on him, maybe he'll use his stuff up or get into the wall in 3 and 4. 'Cause he was running so close to it. So I was just hoping that he would make a mistake. But looking back, if there was something I could do different, I would have taken advantage of that opportunity and try to get to his inside and maybe clear him off a two and then kind of block him and my dirty air the rest of the race.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our next one from Chris Knight. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Kyle. The strength of today's performance and going back to Dover next week, one of your good tracks in a Hendrick car, just looking at your outreach on going back to Dover.
Yep. Yeah, I'm pumped to get there. I think it's this aero package maybe again too. So, yeah, Dover is just an awesome place. Suits my style. You know, it's can move around quite a bit. So, it's fast, aggressive, and I love it. So, ready to get there and hopefully be one spot better.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our next one from Chase McCabe. Go ahead, Chase.
Kyle, you talked about the runs that you've had, obviously the win, you know, the top fives, but how has it been able to come together so fast for you, your relationship with Cliff, you know, coming to a new team, you're 12 races in and you guys seem to be clicking on all cylinders. So how has it come together so fast?
I just think I've got a great group of people around me throughout all of Hendrick Motorsports, but especially in our five car. So their preparation is something that is pretty awesome to see. And, you know, I feel like I'm putting in a lot of work off the track too, to get myself up to speed, you know, with no practice and things like that. And, you know, honestly, probably no practice benefits me a little bit, you know, just from being able to adapt quickly and not giving myself an opportunity to tune ourselves out with any bad feedback. So it's been really fun to, be this good this early on in the year. And like I said earlier, I hope we can just continue to build on it and get better and be the best when it comes to the final 10 races.
All right, we're going to take our next question from Tucker White. Go ahead, Tucker.
Kyle, what exactly were you thinking there? I think it was like 8 or 7 laps to go when you decided just to thread the needle between Ryan Newman and Tyler Reddick.
Well, they're both really aggressive drivers, so I didn't want to get stuck behind them because I knew if I didn't clear them, then I would definitely not have an opportunity to get by or get close to Martin. So I saw a door open up a little bit and I stuck my nose in there and came out the other side. So it was pretty intense, but that's what I felt like I needed to do at the point to give myself a shot to win. But even once I cleared them, I was struggling at that point and Martin was getting away from me.
All right. Thank you.
All right. We'll take our next one from Jeff Magliuscetti. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hi, Kyle. Congratulations on another great run. We're going to come back here in September, and it's going to be the first race of the playoffs, something you're locked into at this point. What are you looking to do differently when we get to the longer race, the night race in September?
I don't know. I mean, hopefully we can just look at our data points from this race and try and get our car better. I feel like we were a little bit slow on the short run. On restarts, maybe, you know, after green flag stops, I actually felt like we were one of the faster cars taking off. But on a clean track after restarts, I felt like we were a little slow. And then the long runs, I was just way too loose to carry throttle, be aggressive, not get stuck in traffic, things like that. So just take what we learned today and try and be better and try and be better than the 19 because he was obviously really good all race long.
Appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right, and we'll take a final question from Lee Spencer. Go ahead, Lee.
Thank you. A solid drive today, Kyle. Just kind of curious, you talked about doing different stuff during the week. Has your routine changed at all since coming to Hendrick as far as how you prepare for the races during the week?
I mean, yeah, there's more meetings and things of that sort. As far as like looking at SMT and stuff like that, that's stuff I always did before. And I would say even the meetings are the same as what I had before. They're just a little bit more structured probably and a little more information in them. But yeah, I mean, then I guess too, you know, the S&T things with no practice, I'm probably spending more time looking at that now, because, you know, when we did have practice, you'd look for a little while and be like, all right, you know, I'll just figure the rest out once we get on track for practice. But now with not having practice, you just want to be as prepared as you can be. So trying to study up on other drivers and stuff like that, and what trends look fast.
Any physical training? I know you continue to race on a regular basis, but have you done anything from a physical standpoint as far as training goes to prepare for the weekends?
I mean, the same as I've kind of always did when I was at Ganassi. I actually still work out at Ganassi with Josh Wise. So that's been great. You know, he's also expanded his program a lot more from even when I was doing it a couple years ago. So, you know, now he's got even more information that I could look at and then go to my guys on the five and talk to them about, as well as doing stuff in the gym, which, I mean, as you can tell, I'm not a big guy. So we don't do a lot of like lifting and stuff like that, but I feel like it's all stuff centered around being a great race car driver. So I enjoy doing that. I do it, you know, a few times a week when I can. And, you know, I race a lot too. So I think that's probably the most important fitness you can get as a race car driver.
Appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right. And we have a question from Bob Pockers. Go ahead, Bob.
Bob, late arrival.
Yes, sorry. I hope you haven't been asked this, but when you saw there was Tyler Truex who nearly lost it in front of you, did you think that that was your shot to get him, or was there another time where you thought, man, this is my one shot and just didn't come through?
Well, yeah, I mean, I saw him, I closed a lot. We had to have gained seconds on him on the pit cycle. And then I was closing on him a little bit, and then he was getting in heavy traffic, and it looked like he was struggling in front of me for grip. So I was trying to just be patient, you know, and try and let him burn his stuff up. I do think I remember seeing him get sideways off of two once or something like that. And then I got to him later on and got to his back bumper, was gonna try and get him loose just to get him to check up off of two and maybe get to his inside, or just stalk him some more and get him to make a mistake or burn his tires up. But he did a really good job. And so yeah, I mean, the only thing I think I could have done differently was, you know, get that big run on him in one and two. And when I got to his bumper, I could have just probably throttled up through the center and maybe cleared him, or at least got my right rear to his left front and made him lift off of two. But like I said, I could see he was struggling. I wanted to be patient and figure I'd have another opportunity, but I never really did.
Thank you.
All right. And we'll take another question from Alex Andreev. Go ahead, Alex.
Hey, I'm the move, it's fine. I apologize if someone already asked you about that, but the move when you split between the eight and the six.
Did you think that you were going to catch it at the end there?
What was going through your head?
Well, I just was trying to. I knew if I didn't get by them then, which I was surprised that I got by them both in the same corner, but you know, Newman obviously is really hard to pass. He races hard, and so does Tyler, and he was kind of running where I wanted to be, so I knew I needed to make quick work of them if I wanted to have an opportunity to get to Martin. So the six kind of pulled lower than I thought he would, and I saw a door open and poked my nose through it and came out the other side. So still, after I cleared, I wasn't good enough to get to Martin, but had I not got by them, I definitely would have never even had a shot to get to Martin. So just glad I didn't wreck there.
All right. And Kyle, it looks like that's all we've got for you. Thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us. Congratulations on the great run, and we will see you in Dover.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. All righty. And to our media, we're going to be joined here momentarily by Coach Joe Gibbs, as well as our race winner, once he finishes up in victory lane. So just hang tight and we will get started once we are joined by one of the two. All right. Coach, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Yes.
Awesome. Well, let me get you spotlighted here. Thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on the victory Martin Truex Jr. We are now joined by our race winning team owner, Joe Gibbs. So if you have a question, please feel free to raise your hand, get in the queue, and we will get started. And we're going to kick things off with Bob Pockris. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Coach, Truex, one win last year, three wins this year. What's he doing different?
Well, Bob, I think, you know, last year was so close. I think about eight races in a row, he was like top three or four. It's the same thing that's happening with Denny. And I think it shows you how hard this sport is. And but I think he and James now have worked together for another year. I think they're more comfortable. And I got to tell you, that was awesome today. You know, the five cars scared me at the end. And Martin said he scared me too, but it was a big day for us. I just really appreciate auto owners. Everybody knows our sport is so dependent on us having great partners and sponsors. Auto owners is on that car, Interstate Batteries, Mark at Reesers is on that car, and Johnny Morris. All of them, I appreciate them so much. And the companies, Bass Pro, Reesers, and Interstate Batteries. So it's a big day for us. You celebrate something like this because that doesn't happen very often.
All right, we're going to take our next question from Zach Sterniolo. Go ahead, Zach.
Coach, congratulations on today's win. Martin obviously has three wins now this season. All three of them have come at tracks with the 750 horsepower package. Has there been any particular focus at the shop on that package, especially knowing that the championship is decided at Phoenix?
Well, when I asked them about coming back to Darlington at our competition meeting, they all said one thing: hey, it's a totally different package. So we're not sure. That's what our crew chief said. And so I think there was some doubt about, you know, how we would run here, and totally different setups and stuff, but our guys seemed to hit it and our cars were fast today. I was really proud of that. But I think each and every track, particularly here, very unique track, very different. And so our setups are really very different, you know, at almost every track, but particularly here. So I don't think there was anything special about it. It was just a lot of hard work, and James and his group hit it with just the right package.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take our next question from Pete Acabelli. Go ahead, Pete.
Hey, Coach. Just wondering, is it more nerve-wracking to watch one of your racers be dominant like Martin was, or would you? Is it more nerve-wracking when they're chasing the lead?
I would say today's race made you, for me, that situation made me the most nervous. Out front, had a strong car all day. At times you were way out front and you're kind of saying to yourself, oh my gosh, and then here comes the five car. And you just picture yourself, that kept closing that gap. And I was saying to myself, oh no, you know, I think it's just something that can happen in racing. But to answer your question, I think today's scenario is the toughest for me anyway.
All right. And we are also joined here by our race winner, Martin Truex Jr. So if you have a question for either Coach or Martin, please feel free to raise your hand and just address who your question is for. And we're going to go to Jacob Seelman next.
Thanks, Marissa. I've got one for Coach and one for Martin. I'll start with Coach. You talked about, that you weren't really sure how these guys were going to run, but all four of your cars ran well today. Obviously, there was a lot of slipping and sliding. Do you feel like we saw your drivers be rewarded for really getting up on the wheel and showcasing some of what they were capable of today, maybe more than we have in the past couple of years here at Darlington?
Well, I know not particularly here at Darlington, but just generally, I know that when tracks are really hard and tough to get a hold of, I really feel good about that with our guys, because I think we got, you know, we got the best. I just believe we do. And our drivers, Martin today, and all four of our cars today were strong. And so I love it when it's a tough track and it's hard to get a hold of. Martin may not like it.
Well, similar question for Martin then. What was it like coming Thanks, back man. Here?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a good green flag stop.
Yeah, we had a very bad stop.
Did you?
Yeah. I guarantee you do. Good run. Kyle Larson.
That's all right. What was it like the last couple years, obviously the 550 package, coming back here today and really it looked like having to wheel it around there much of the day, and yet it seemed like you still had maybe one of the most dominant cars of your career?
I love low downforce. That's all I'm gonna say. I love it. You know, I feel like especially this year, all three races we won been with this package. So obviously, guys and girls at JGR doing a great job. But I just, for me, you look at 16, 17, and 18 low downforce. I mean, we very well could have won all three championships. You know, we were right there in all three and won a lot of races. So big fan of this kind of racing, really enjoy it. You know, today was a heck of a challenge. I did come on the radio one time and say, I'm really surprised at just how slow it feels and how slick it is. I mean, I was leading and driving away from the field, and I'm like, this thing is sliding everywhere. It's pretty amazing just how much this track changes year to year. Every time we come back, it gets more difficult with the wear of the pavement. And I would say that, we probably have less downforce now than we've ever had here, because I think some of the rules that have changed since 17 or 18, whatever, we've probably got less downforce than we had then, even with, building new cars and working on get better and better and better. Really, really just a fun day, a big challenge. And, just got to give it up to my guys for giving me a great car and doing all the little things right.
Did it feel like the 600 in 2016 when you smoked them that bad?
No, it doesn't. But, it's funny. It's funny you bring that up because, like, my brother-in-law was over last night. We were and Sherry's dad, and we were all talking, and he pretty much told me the reason we're going away from low downforce is all my fault. So I guess I did it again. He'll tell me tonight when I go home, you did it again. You stunk up the show. So sorry, not sorry.
All right, we're gonna take our next question from Alex Andre. Go ahead, Alex.
Hey there. This is actually for Coach Gibbs. You mentioned the sponsors back and able to have more access. I'm curious what that has looked like for the team and how important it's been, especially at Darlington, having more guests as well. What is that perspective for you guys?
Coach, were you able to hear her?
No, I wasn't.
Okay. Alex.
I wasn't.
Sorry.
No, I can repeat. I think we're having a little bit of echo from the media center. She was just asking you about what it was like having the sponsors back and how that has really elevated the weekend for you guys in terms of the sponsorships and having people in the infield.
Was that to me?
Yes, it was.
Coach? Yep. Yeah. And she was talking about our sponsors?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, our sponsors today, like I said, when I called Auto Owners, I couldn't thank them enough, and Jeff out there, and I had Martin have a chance to talk to him. Mark at Reese's reached out to him, Nora Miller at Interstate, and Johnny Morris. Our sponsors, our sport is different in that it's not like football, basketball, and baseball. You have to have a partner, and they are partners. They're more than a sponsor, and it was a great day for us to celebrate that with those four different partners that we had there.
All right, we're going to take our next question from Chase McCabe. Go ahead, Chase.
This one's for Martin. Martin, you and Cole had such great chemistry over the years with winning a bunch of races, winning a championship. Now with James, now that the wins are starting to come, what's changed with the chemistry between you two, maybe from last year to this year?
I mean, honestly, I don't really feel like anything's changed between us since, you know, since he took over the crew chief position. I think, you know, when he was our engineer, you know, we had a great relationship, and I think that's continued. Obviously, you know, more interacting, you know, since he went from engineer to crew chief when Cole decided to do something else. But, you know, I think last year James did a great job. I mean, if you look at everything, we were right there a lot of races. We had some tough luck. We had a lot of second, third place finishes, and, you know, we didn't win as many as we should have. But, you know, I feel like he's done a really great job since he stepped in. And, you know, our relationship has been great since day one. I guess if anything has changed right now this year, it's been just confidence. You know, it's his second year. He's more comfortable in the position, and, you know, he's getting to go back and look at his own notes and think about, you know, the decisions he made last year to certain track, and not so much going off of somebody else's notes. And really, it's just all about having confidence in your decisions. And, you know, there's so many things. I know we talk about simulation and all the technology that goes into setting up these cars to show up at the racetrack. And you know, with no practice these days, every weekend I ask James, I'm like, what do you think? You know, how do you feel about it? And he's like, well, if our 600 assumptions are correct, we're going to be really good. So I think just getting more comfortable in his role, getting more comfortable at making those decisions, especially at times where maybe, you know, if you weren't that good at a racetrack last time, you have enough confidence in yourself to make some big changes, really go for it, swing for the fences. And he's been able to do that this year. That's probably one of the biggest things I've noticed about it, is the confidence. So I don't think our relationship has changed at all, really. But I think James has really stepped it up and done an even greater job this year.
And then my next one's for Coach. You've obviously seen the wins come from Martin and from Kyle. Christopher Bell has a win already this year. But what have you seen from him and his development? Just his second year in Cup, but his first year in actually in the Joe Gibbs Racing team.
Yeah. Thank you for that question, because Christopher sometimes kind of gets left behind with our other three guys. But really, this year he jumped out with the win, which I thought was that took a great performance right off the bat with us. And really, he's been fast. You know, I think there's two races that they were disappointed in. I talked to him and Adam, and the rest of the races, he's been fast, just like today. And I think he would have finished in the top six or something, but he hit the wall there. So I think he's showing flashes of what we kind of feel like a young guy. He shows that he is very fast. I think he's making great progress. I think we got Adam working with him, which is great. And so I think he's having a great second year in Cup, in particular with the fact that we have no practice. You know, he's only been in those cars, you know, a couple of times at places. And so we're thrilled with that. I think the other thing I wanted to mention is Coy and everybody back at the race shop. They don't get to experience this, but it's a thrill for us to have a team like that behind us, and Martin knows that too. And then the Lord's just blessed us with a great group of guys.
All right. Thank and you. Coach, I'm going to read you. I kind of messed up Alex's question earlier, so I'm going to re-ask you that. How important was it to have more guests allowed back in the infield this weekend for the teams?
It's super important. I'm glad you re-asked that. It's so important for us. Some of the key players that our sponsors have such interest in it, and they love being here and being a part of it. Today we had guys flying in from all over, Johnny Morris coming in. Just it's great for us to have things opening up. I'm hoping we get back to our fans being evidently in the fall. We're going to have the place packed, but it's very, very important to get those key people from the companies back into our sport. And I'm looking forward to getting to go again and do hospitalities. So all of that's coming, but it is very, very important. And today I appreciate that question, because those guys are so key to us, and it's great having them back at the racetrack, and we're starting to loosen up some.
Great. Well, thank you so much. And sorry about that, Alex. Coach, we appreciate you taking some time with us. We're going to let you get back to some other obligations, and we'll get to Martin. But congratulations again, and thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you.
Sure. All righty. And Martin, we're going to get right back into some more questions for you. And we will take our next one from Jenna Fryer. Go ahead, Jenna.
Hey, Martin, congratulations. Sort of on that same theme, were you able to bring anybody into the garage today and get anybody at the track with you?
I didn't know. I came alone. So, you know, Sherry was wanting to spend Mother's Day at home with her mother. So, see her when I get home, but no, came here solo.
But are you ready to bring people back? Did it feel any different with more people in the garage?
It didn't feel any different. You know, honestly, I didn't even go into the garage. I, you know, got here and hung out in the bus until it was time to go. So I'm totally fine with it. I can't wait till it's back to, you know, totally normal. I was talking, mentioned earlier, my brother-in-law works on a truck team, and, you know, he works on the truck that actually won the race. And, you know, he's like, they wouldn't let us in victory lane. And I don't understand, because, you know, we're all wearing masks, and when we get done here in victory lane, we're all going to get in the van together and drive home. So, you know, little things like that, like my crew guy's not getting into victory lane until later on. And it just, it loses some of its luster after 10 minutes of standing around. But, you know, to answer your question, I think it's time to, you know, it's time to get back to doing things like we always did. And they get slowly going that direction. So that's all good. And as Coach was talking about, you know, our sponsors are such a key role in our sport and what we're doing. And, you know, it was really cool to see Johnny out on pit road today, getting to enjoy the race. And he was really fired up and excited to be here. So can't wait till it's all back to the way it used to be.
Great. Thanks, Martin.
You got it.
All right. We'll take our next question from Pete Acabelli. Go ahead, Pete.
Martin, we probably asked you this after the 2016.
I see you. You're right there.
I'm right there. Hey there. Like, we'll get back to this.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
Can we just talk? What is it like when you got such a big lead and you know that you've got a big lead, and then how does your mindset change when you see somebody in your rear view mirror like Kyle in the last few laps?
You know, I think you go from being really calm and like, all right, this is great. Let's, you know, no cautions. Let's take care of this thing. And just click off the laps and, you know, run 90-95%, leave a little bit out there, try to take care of your tires, stay off the fence, all that good stuff. And then, you know, and then it goes, you know, next thing you know, you have a slow pit stop, this and that, you get caught behind a few cars, lap cars racing, whatnot. You're like, oh man, he's right there. You know, like I hadn't had to race him all day. Where'd he come from? I better get going. Oh crap, now I'm too loose. I can't go any faster, you know? So just, you know, it's heart rate goes up, you know, and, you know, anxiety goes up, and you just try not to make any mistakes.
All right, we're going to take our next question from Bob Pockers. Go ahead, Bob.
I see Bob too. He's right here, front row.
Yeah, but
you can look at me. You got to look at that computer. No.
Hey, so hopefully they can hear me through this. But we talked a little bit out there on the grid. Just how big is these three wins, considering the tracks that they are and where they are in the playoffs?
They're huge, you know, and I think this off season we really. As a you know, group, and I think as a company, we wanted to, you know, make sure that we had the 750 package dialed in, because, you know, that's the championship race, and you know, a big percentage of the playoff races are with this package. So that feels great. I really, really enjoy this package, and so that's even a, you know, more of a bonus to get to win in. But you know, just definitely, I think it's a big deal for us and win at these tracks. So really cool. And, you know, like I said earlier, team's just doing an amazing job and, you know, bringing great cars to the track. And it's been really fun racing this year.
Do you race better in a package that you enjoyed?
You know, I feel like I can make more of a difference when we're in the low downforce package, especially on these bigger tracks. You know, I think that, you know, I've always been a guy that's done a lot of my driving with my right foot. And the brake pedal, and, you know, the 550 tracks, you're pretty much wide open, not all the time, but, you know, if you have to lift, usually you're dead in the water. And, you know, it's really hard to, you know, make your car do different things when you can't let off the throttle. And it's a lot easier to make your car do certain things when you can let off the throttle and use it in different ways. So I really enjoy that part of this, but you know, I don't know. I think we've had success either way, but definitely feel like most of it's been with this package.
Never knew
where to look at this
thing straight ahead.
Awesome. All right. And we are also joined here by our race winning crew chief, James Small. So we will continue on for questions for both of these gentlemen. And we will go to Dustin Long next. Go ahead, Dustin.
Thank you. Martin, what is the challenge of keeping ahead of these tracks that you've done so well on the playoff tracks in the next 4 months? Of the gap and what are the what's the challenge of trying to keep up ahead of everybody at that point?
Well, that's a difficult part about this is, you know, we come back here and everybody's going to be working on their stuff. So what do we do to get better? You know, that's always the question. And you know, this sport, guys are always working on their stuff, whether it's working on technique or, you know, parts and pieces, race equipment, downforce, you know, aero stuff. So, you know, I think you just try to, look at, you know, okay, what are the little things that we could do the car better? And then, of course, as a company, you're always looking for more. They're always working on getting their cars better, you know, finding little things here and there. Obviously, now the rules are pretty tight with, you know, parts and pieces being locked in through NASCAR. So there's not a whole lot you can do. But just being honest with yourself and saying, hey, what are the areas we can get better in? And go to work on those things and not be scared to make a few changes.
And how much is obviously you're getting pushed by Denny Hamlin, Kyle Larson. How much do those guys push you?
You say,
how much did Denny Hamlin and Kyle Larson push you?
How much do they push me? It depends on how close they are to be behind me. I don't know. I don't really understand your question. Like push. I mean,
how much are they pushing you this day? I mean, obviously you've won three races, so you're the de facto number one driver. People look at what Larson has done, what Denny has done. You know, how much are they on? Do you feel like they're on your heels, or do you feel like you've got a gap?
Yeah, I mean, I don't feel like we have a gap on anything by any means. I think, you know, we've done a really good job of, you know, having fast race cars and executing. You know, I think it's every week you look yourself in the mirror and you say, what do we got to do to get better? I mean, that's everybody. I don't think we single out people. You know, having Kyle, Denny, Christopher, I think we have a great group of four. We really, dissect things well and learn a lot from each other and I think elevate the company in general. I don't really, this time of year, especially Dustin, honestly, ask your question. You don't really look at one guy. You may be at certain tracks too. Like this guy was really fast here. What was he doing? How was he doing it? How can we get better there? And I think that's kind of how it goes. Like whoever's best at each track, you kind of look at them. I don't know that you say, you know, this guy's been really good all year or this guy's been really good all year. It's kind of a week to week thing. You know, where we're going next week, where we're, you know, who was really good there last year? What can you learn from that? What can you take from that? So there's so much data and analysis available today. You can't get away with anything. Like they'll all be looking at what I did all day today throughout the summer until we come back here. So it's that makes it really challenging to find those little things. And I think that's what James and my guys have been so good at is finding little ways to make the cars better. You know, we haven't had this package here since 18. We probably have less downforce than we had then just from the rules changes over the years, tightening things up since then. And, you know, how to, you know, 2 years older racetrack or 3 years older racetrack, it's going to get harder. So the guys did a good job of adapting. And, you know, hopefully when we come back, we'll be able to adapt again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to take our next question from Zach Sterniolo. Go ahead, Zach.
Hi, guys. This is for James. Martin has talked about how much he loves this package and that this is what really this whole team has been focused on heading into the season, knowing that the championship is decided at the 750 horsepower racetrack at Phoenix. How beneficial has that been, especially seeing you guys being the only team in the series right now with multiple wins?
Yeah, well, it's definitely helped us. You know, we were okay last year as a company at short tracks, and then we went to Phoenix and kind of got our asses whooped by, you know, Penske and Hendricks. So, you know, the whole company worked really hard in the off season, just trying to, you know, find all the little things and work on the aero and work on, you know, just everything we can within what's fixed right now. And, you know, we're so limited on aero time and things like that at the wind tunnel. It's hard to find gains, but, you know, they've been, everybody back there has been, you know, busting their chops, you know, really focusing on this because we know it's going to come down to, you know, Phoenix if we can get there.
In the short term, you've got two more 750 horsepower tracks coming up with Dover and Coda. Obviously, very unique tracks that aren't going to be in the playoffs. What can you learn from the next 2 weeks heading forward?
Yeah, Dover, you know, it's so different, you know, it's to anywhere else we go. So it's a little bit of an outlier, and, you know, we're looking forward to it because, you know, we ran really well there last year, and I feel like we've improved a lot. And then obviously COTA, that's, you know, new for everybody. But, you know, I think that can help us for places like Sonoma. They've changed their Sonoma tire to be more similar to COTA. You know, we can learn a lot there. It's a similar place with high fall off and all that. So I think, you know, the next few races or the next month really sets up really well for us.
Thank you, guys. Congrats.
Thanks.
All right, we'll take our next one from Lee Spencer. Go ahead, Lee.
Thank you. Just wondering, James, how do you split the time between preparing for races that you're going to and just concentrating on the final 10? Because, you know, that's for all the marbles.
Really, we're just all in every week on whatever race. So, you know, right now we need to, you know, get wins, bonus points. And, you know, we go back to a lot of these tracks. So, you know, really, you know, hitting these well right now definitely is going to help us for when we come back in the chase. But, you know, it's all about points and it's building that buffer. So, you know, I think today we, you know, executed that perfectly. So, you know, we're going to continue that and just keep going, building that gap.
And Martin, your former crew chief was so even keel. What's it like to have a screamer on the box?
I don't. It's a little wild at times. It's a little wild at times. Yeah. No. It's been a little. I guess it's a little different, but I think they get fired up about the same. They're pretty. James is pretty laid back too, but you know he gets a little fired up. I'd say that he probably gets. He doesn't get quite as angry as Cole would get. You know, Cole would be like real chill, real chill, real chill, and then he'd snap. He'd get really pissed. But James is, you know, he's pretty low key, just curses a lot more.
Yeah, sorry.
You kind of feed off of that though, because when he does get excited, it's kind of fun to listen to him.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I'd say we approach this thing similarly, and you know, that's been a good thing. So. You know, Cole, James, myself, we all got along well, and I think approached this racing thing in a similar fashion. That's why I think, you know, James and I have been a good fit, and, you know, he's been able to take over and, you know, do the similar things that Cole did, work with similar, you know, similar team guys and approach. And, you know, for me, it's been like, you know, like they were twins. So that's been awesome. Just get used to the accident change, and here we go.
Appreciate your time. Congratulations.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. We'll take our next one from Justin Palmer. Go ahead, Justin.
Yeah. This one's for James here. James, you guys have mentioned that last year or you guys struggled a little bit on the 750 mile an hour horsepower package. At Phoenix, has that been the main catalyst for you guys as crew chiefs is this off season to get improve on the 750 horsepower package as your result at Phoenix last season?
Yeah, definitely. That was like a real kick in the ass for us as a company, I think. And, you know, the way they've changed it, there's not as many 550 races anymore. You know, we've kind of beaten that package to death over the last couple of years, and the gains you can get there is so marginal. And, you know, everybody started, you know, we had an advantage in 19 because I think we approached it a little bit differently on what level of downforce and drag we brought to the track, and everybody's kind of migrated to that kind of thing. So it's a lot tighter now. It's a lot harder, and the gains to find are less. So, you know, we kind of didn't really put much emphasis on the short track stuff last year because there was less races. But, you know, with the addition of all the road course races and then obviously Darlington switching over and being a chase race as well, it really means it's super important to be good on this package. And, you know, I think we've shown this across the board as a company. Everyone's running really well.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take our next question from Mark Garrow. Go ahead, Mark.
Thank you. Martin, what does it feel like to dominate a race, lead all the laps at a place like Darlington, and then, you know, make it pay off with a win?
Yeah, leading laps is always fun. You know, I think this day and age, it's all about points, bonus points for the playoffs. So, you know, you're leading laps, you're hopefully you're winning stages. And, you know, certainly that was the case today. So, Yeah, it's fun when you're out front and you're just always like, okay, when's the track going to change? Or, you know, when's somebody going to get their stuff dialed in and come out of nowhere and blow our doors off? So you're always just mindful of, you know, staying focused on what you're doing. You know, James is constantly asking me each run, you know, what do I need? How's the car? This and that. So just trying to keep up with the racetrack, make small tweaks, and really stay focused. You know, this is a place where you can, you know, if you try to slow down or you do something differently, you know, you can get yourself in trouble because it's really all about rhythm and hitting your marks and timing. And, you know, for me, I was, they kept telling me I was pulling away and I was, you know, the X lap time and, you know, 4 second lead or whatever it was. And I'm like, that's cool. But I mean, I'm not just going to slow down because if I slow down, I'm going to run into the fence because, you know, it's going to mess up my timing. So I just did what I had to do all day and tried to stay focused. And, you know, sometimes it's a little harder when you're out front, but, at the same time, it's a little bit easier traffic wise and being able to take care of your equipment. That was a big key today.
Martin, you talked about now it's about adding points and bonus points, playoff points. How big a deal is the regular season points? I mean, and how much are you keeping track of it? We're halfway through or almost halfway through now the regular season. So how do you feel about potentially winning the regular season points?
I don't know. We'll see. I mean, it's going to be tough. The 11's got a big lead right now. And, you know, obviously we had a bad race at Daytona and then, you know, a flat tire at Bristol, which really, you know, those two really set us back. You know, I think green, white checker, we were on second or third at Bristol and got a flat. So that was a tough one, but we'll see. You know, I think we're right there. We're second still probably after today. And, you know, I think just being consistent, getting those bonus points. And then, you know, the regular season championship is for points as well. So really, you know, you want to get as many as you can. It'd be cool if we could claw our way, you know, back to the 11 and maybe pass them before it's so said and done. And that's what we'll try to do.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
All right. We're going to take our next one from Jeff Mike Leoschetti. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hi, Mark. This question is for Martin. Congratulations to both of you on another big win. Martin, driving a car on throwback weekend where, you know, it's reminiscent of the car you won your championship in, you dominate this race lead 249 laps and you have three wins before anyone else in the circuit has two. Simply put, did today feel like a statement win for you in the 19 squad?
I think it definitely has some good old Furniture Row flat black mojo in it. I mean, what else can you say about it? You know, I think that was really cool to be able to do that. You know, obviously, you know, Barney Visser and what he built out there in Denver, being able to go there and really, you know, turn my career into something was really special to be able to race that today. So I think it definitely had some mojo in it. It was really fun. I don't know if it's a statement. I think, you know, you in this sport, you get judged week to week. I mean, you know, if we go and run 10th next weekend, they're going to say, okay, that, you know, the 19th's done. What, you know, they're not that good anymore. So, you know, we just try to take it week to week and have fun. You know, our guys have, obviously, like I said earlier, they're doing a great job right now. And, you know, when your cars are fast, things are clicking and, you know, you're having fun. This is the coolest job in the world. And, you know, when you're struggling, it's probably the most difficult because all the fingers get pointed at you. So we're going to enjoy it, you know, and just keep working hard. Like James said a few minutes ago, he's all in every weekend and, you know, everybody feeds off of that on our team, and that's what it takes to be good at this level. So just really proud to drive these cars that these guys are building and putting under me and enjoying doing it. So hopefully we keep it up.
Congratulations, both of you. Thanks for your time.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
All righty, and we're going to take one final question from Tucker White. Go ahead, Tucker.
Oh, sorry, I didn't have a question. Someone else got it to me already.
Okay. No problem. All right. Well, Martin and James, thank you guys so much for taking some time with us. Congratulations on another win, and we'll see you at Dover.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And to all of the media, we will have audio, video, and transcripts, as well as some photos up on NASCARmedia.com shortly. And thank you guys so much for joining us, and let us know if you have any questions.
Thanks, Marissa.
Thank you. Have a good one, guys.
Yeah.